There are two things we know about the first humans to visit Mars. Elon Musk already has a manned mission on the drawing board. First thing we know, when they get back, they're going to get one heck of a parade. The second thing we know, they might not be able to attend. Look, it's going to take 4 months to get to Mars, give or take, then the trip back, bombarded by cosmic radiation far more than you'd find in Earth orbit. Radiation particles so tiny, moving at such velocity, they zip through the ship's hull, clothing an astronaut's body, creating a cancer risk. Then there's space sickness. The New York Times reports it's sort of like car sickness, but worse. NASA only found out about it 20 years into the space program. See, manly man astronauts would never admit to being sick. Except for a hot mic and an overheard conversation in the 70s, scientists would have never known about space sickness. They do know about puffy faces. After time in space, blood pools above the neck, sometimes causing permanent vision problems. That blood affects the nasal passages. You can't smell or taste much, which is why on the International Space Station, crews keep wasabi and hot sauce on board. After you eat it, lack of gravity can make it hard to burp without barfing. You pass gas more often, and the body can't tell when to urinate. Thanks to the lack of gravity, let's just say it could happen out of the blue. Your muscle mass decreases, kidney stones are more frequent, and after about 50 days, the blood flow in the jugular vein can change direction, creating a risk of blood clots. And if an astronaut needs surgery, the space doctor would cut you open and your innards can actually float away. They haven't figured that one out. Yet there are brave souls lining up for a chance to go to Mars. Me? I'll go to the parade.
Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News, only on KSL News Radio.